the best in sport across Cork. Find Red FM's Big Red Bench on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Big Red Bench.
Yeah, it's tough to take coming back in from that because I think we dominated the game, to be honest, from start to finish. I don't think they really got a kick all over the pitch. I mean, they had probably one, two shots on goal the whole game. We dominated them. Unfortunately, that's the way. If you don't take your chances, you don't get your just desserts. And that's the way it finished up tonight. We were comfortable in a 0-0 draw, but yeah. we see this 2 points drop, no doubt about it.
Yeah, because Shelburne came down, they didn't really offer much going forward, did they?
No, they didn't tonight. I was quite surprised. They were quite negative in their approach. And I thought, in general, though, we did play quite well. We moved the ball well, and we created chances. And all you need is a bit of luck, one of them to go in, and then all of a sudden the game changes. It could end up 2-3-4. It's one of those things. But unfortunately tonight wasn't our night. We keep the unbeaten run going, but just too many draws creeping in.
Yeah, you just couldn't get any shots on target. You didn't really test the keeper, did you?
No, I don't think he had a shot to save all night. I think that's something that we were saying in there ourselves at the end of the game, that even if we had hit targets and made him save, anything can happen from there. He can palm one out, he could let one into the net, and it was just something that we didn't do tonight. So it's something that we'll obviously work on and try and bring it into the next game and hopefully turn our draws into wins.
A big positive, as I mentioned to Tommy, was the partnership of yourself and Shane Duggan in midfield, which seems to be a really good partnership which is developing.
Definitely. I really enjoy playing with Dougie. I mean, myself and himself now, we've 5, maybe 6 full games under our belts together, and I think we enjoy it. We talk to each other and we work off each other. So I mean, Dougie's a brilliant player, so anyone would be delighted to play alongside him, and I'm delighted, and hopefully we can continue it for the rest of the season.
You've played a lot of positions. Is that defensive midfield position your preferred position now?
It's somewhere that I always thought that I could play, so it's exciting to play there, and it's enjoyable, and I think people still see that I'm learning the position still. There's different, it's hard to pick up a position very quickly, but I do enjoy playing there. I think maybe if I can start getting myself forward a wee bit more now too and add to my one goal for the season would be nice. But no, I really am enjoying playing in there.
I suppose it's a positive that you're unbeaten now in something like 11 games, going back to April, but you have to turn those draws into wins, and the sooner the better.
That's it. Well, we're unbeaten. We're obviously very tough to beat at the moment, but you need to turn those 1 points into 3 points. I mean, if we look back at some of the games that we could have taken points from, we're 2-0 up against Drogheda at home. Bowes away was a game we didn't play well. Even here at Turner's Cross, we've dropped 4 points. So, you turn those into wins, and all of a sudden you're fighting for a completely different place in the table. But listen, it'll come, and hopefully now we can keep pushing on towards the end of the season and picking up more wins.
Just finally, the Man United game the other night, a great experience playing in front of 6,000 people here, which you wouldn't say no to playing in front of on a regular basis.
No, absolutely. It was fantastic. Brilliant to see all those people in here, and it's something that, I think it was a great night for the club, a great night for everyone concerned, and obviously all of us enjoyed playing in front of such a crowd. And against some star, there was no real big names there, but it's the Stars of tomorrow. There'll be somebody there that'll play Man United first team, so it was a great night, and hopefully we can have some more of them in the future.